I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is now mayor in name only. The city council has stripped him of all substantive powers, but the crack-smoking, heavy-drinking, foul-mouthed Ford still refuses to step down. If you've been following this story, and who hasn't, right? Perhaps the thought has crossed your mind that the whole saga is worthy of an opera. Well, you're not alone.
I'm Mayor Rob Ford, your champion. Never smoked crack. Ahem, wait, I've smoked crack. I'm just in a drunken stupor. Sorry, my bad, I've done wrong. Just vote me in again, this too shall pass. I love my job, God bless.
That is from an actual aria about Mayor Rob Ford, commissioned by our friends at the CBC show Day 6. Brent Bambury is the host, and Brent, we'll get to that aria in just a moment. Nice tune, by the way. But first, we'll fill us in on where things stand with His Honor, the mayor.
Well, yesterday at a city council meeting, the mayor was stripped of most of his powers, including the power to over his budget, and that will probably result in him losing staff. But the meeting itself was, even by Toronto standards, disruptive, disrespectful, circus-like, quite strange. And there were a number of incidents that happened, including another council person being knocked to the ground as Mayor Ford charged around the room, supposedly because he thought his brother, who's also a councillor, was about to get into some kind of a fracas. And these are the flaws that make him so operatic, you know?
So, Brent, about that aria, it kind of seems a little bit like you're, singing to the converted. I mean, wouldn't his supporters just say you're the typical media elite bashing their down-homey kind of guy?
I like the aria because there's nothing about it that's dishonest. It's true that Ford denied and then admitted, but still said that he wouldn't resign. That's how the aria, it ends with him saying, I will not resign. Opera is a great form for Ford because, a bunch of police documents were dropped last week, almost 500 pages of them. And it was Ford under surveillance, but it's also interviews with some of Ford's previous staff. One staff member reported getting drunken phone calls from Ford in the middle of the night from his father's gravesite. You know, his father was a politician and a member of the provincial parliament here, and obviously extremely influential in Ford's life. So that call from the graveyard in the middle of the night, that would be probably the central aria in the third act of one of Verdi's operas. It's just the most operatic scene imaginable. So the form might not be in Ford's kind of milieu, but it's definitely fitting for the story that's unfolding in front of us.
You know, we in the media always hate to play on stereotypes, but in America, we always think of Canadians as so nice and tolerant. What is going on? I mean, we seem to be seeing this kind of red-blue divide that we get here in the U.S.
Yeah, people have compared some of this to, because Ford identifies as a conservative, and people have compared some of this to the Tea Party, but, I don't see Ted Cruz running around miming drunk driving as Ford did yesterday in the council meeting. So it's a little step beyond that. We've gone from being Mr. Rogers to being Martin Scorsese, and I don't know why it's happened now, but that's where we are.
Mayor Ford, as you said, remains defiant. He says he'll hang in until elections next fall when voters can decide if he should stay or go. That is a long time with a mayor in name only. Where does the city go from here?
Well, I think that the city is basically under the trusteeship of council right now politically. But, in 2010, when Ford was elected, we essentially elected a two-year-old. And after he's been in office for 3 years, he's not evolved into a five-year-old. So in a year's time, he'll have pulled off this amazing feat of still being 2 years old. So the people who voted for him back in 2010, they may return and vote for him again. I doubt it very, very much. And the other thing is that he hasn't really answered a lot of questions about some of the most egregious behavior that's been alleged. And during a campaign, he really will have to answer those questions.
Well, perhaps it is exactly that everyman behavior that has made him so popular. He talks sports, he drinks beer, he doesn't go to the opera, he's just a regular guy.
But he really isn't an everyman, and he also is an incredibly politically connected person who comes from a political family, very wealthy family. So he's not really the person that he pretends to be. In fact, it's unclear who that person is. I mean, you can look at the documents that came out that show him under police surveillance. You get a very different picture than I think the regular beer drinking, hockey attending Canadian everyman. And it's much darker and more sinister.
Brent Bamberry is host of the CBC show Day 6, also distributed here in the U.S. by PRI. And you can hear the full Rob Ford aria commissioned by Day 6 at PRI.org.
He protects us taxpayers. Now it's time to move.